Jewish and Mormon leaders have agreed, again, to try to resolve a dispute over key elements of faith. The two groups thought they'd done this 10 years ago after some Jews complained that their ancestors, including victims of the Holocaust, were subjected to posthumous baptisms in Mormon ceremonies. Close to 400,000 Jews were then purged from Mormon baptism records, but thousands showed up again. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
One of the newest buildings in downtown Salt Lake City is the Family History Library of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, better known as the Mormon Church. It's a white, mostly windowless edifice as big as a department store, and it contains records of more than 700 million departed souls. It's the nerve center for one of the most important tenets of the Mormon faith, identifying ancestors and baptizing them posthumously so they can ascend to a Mormon heaven where generations are joined for eternity. Todd Christofferson is a Mormon official.
We feel that the redemption of the dead is essential and that we would fail in a fundamental duty if we didn't make that offering. This is something we cannot fail to do.
That act of faith has clashed with another, the belief many Jews have that they are indelibly Jewish forever. But hundreds of thousands of deceased Jews, including victims of the Holocaust, were baptized by Mormons. Ernest Michel chairs the World Gathering of Jewish Holocaust Survivors.
It is wrong for the church to posthumously baptize dead Jews who were killed during the Holocaust. My parents, who were killed in Auschwitz, would have never agreed to be baptized by the Mormon Church. And that's why we are so concerned about it.
Mormons believe the baptisms have no effect if souls reject them. But protests by Jewish groups 10 years ago prompted church leaders to try to stem the practice. 10 years later, the unwanted baptisms persist. Yesterday, after more than 6 hours of meetings, Mormon and Jewish officials agreed to try again. This time they'll form a special panel. David Elcott is with the American Jewish Committee.
We understand that from the church's point of view, this is a gift that they are giving to people who have died, and we understand that and appreciate the religious faith from which that stems. And we also understand that in good faith, they try the best they can, and that's all we can ask of each other, to try the best we can.
Mormon officials will again admonish members to baptize only their own ancestors and not submit lists of Holocaust victims for baptism ceremonies. But they won't do anything to limit their approach to the saving of souls, says Mormon official Todd Christofferson.
They understand that we have core beliefs that can't be compromised, and we understand that they have feelings and values as well, and I'm confident we'll have some middle ground there that doesn't compromise either side.
That's hard to imagine. The Mormon deceased database grows by more than 100 million names a year. 12 million Mormons are urged to do proxy baptisms. There are bound to be slip-ups. Holocaust survivor Ernest Michel says he can't imagine ever accepting even inadvertent baptism of deceased Jews. The new committee charged with using good faith to resolve these conflicts of faith will hold its first meeting within 6 weeks. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
This is NPR News.